welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's November 14th, 2017, and I am your substitute host, Antoine Bergeron, here with my substitute co-host, Steve. How are you doing today?
Well, better than Paul, I guess.
Sure, you sure do. You can talk. Already a big plus.
I'm not coughing, and I'm not on the verge of dying, so things are going well, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Always better to not be dying.
What about you?
I'm doing well. So we'll jump right in. And we'll start as usual with our new releases. And after that, we'll talk about our crowdfunding stuff. So first item on the list, by unreleased miniatures, we have a Dwarf Asar and some Halfling Farmers.
The Dwarf Asar is a dwarf riding a goat.
Oh, yes, a mountain goat.
They have the cavalry have a Kislev horse archer look for those who remember back in the days of fantasy, like with all the wings, with the feathers hanging at the back, but it's dwarves riding goats. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a unit of... do they sell it as the unit or it's individual?
It comes out a single one.
Oh, it's single model, and this one is 13 pound.
Yes.
And the second part of that is a couple of Halfling Farmers, basically.
Not just a couple, there's four.
Yeah.
Four different ones.
Sorry, it's a quattro of Halfling Farmers. So you have two with scythes, one with a pitchfork, and the other one is...
It's another pitchfork. There's two pitchforks.
Okay.
The angle in the main picture is not clear.
I thought he had a shovel. That's why.
Yeah, me too. At first. They have a more like a small people style and not round and pudgy like we usually see in fantasy settings.
They're not cartoonish.
They look more like Lord of the Ring halflings.
Exactly.
Or hobbitses. So they clock at about the same price as the Dwarf Asar at 13 pounds and change for the four of them.
And these are metal miniatures.
Yes.
The second one on the list is from Figon. It's clop, 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 clop.
There's one clop too many there. It's only three.
Oh, sorry.
So this is a 60-millimeter ogre, or...
Well, cyclop.
It's almost a cyclop. I have borne in français. He has one eye.
Yeah.
Because he has two eyes, but one has been...
Mangled.
Mangled, so...
So it's
not a real cyclop.
He's a faux cyclop.
Yeah, a faux cyclop. That's what he is. The miniature is cool, as usual, by anything on Figon.
Yeah.
Big scale.
Really nice looking. It comes at 60 millimeter tall, and it's in resin.
Yeah. The price is 29 euros, which is a pretty good price for the size of it, and especially for the amount of detail. When you look at the close-ups on the back and the chain that you wear, it's a really, really nice sculpted miniature.
Yeah, and the face expression is really like detailed. The mouth is open, and you can see all the recesses in the jaw and everywhere. It's really amazingly detailed, the miniature.
Mm-hmm. Looking at the close up for the skin, I'm almost expecting to see hairs. with how much it's detailed. Next product by Steamforge Games. We have two items this week. The first one is the Blacksmith First Box called Forge from Steel. And the second one is the Masons and Brewer Terrain Pack. And both of those items are on pre-order.
Yeah, these will be released on November 17th. So just at the end of the week, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, my calendar is good. And it's both release are in plastic, so to continue with the trend of the plastic boxes from Steamforge. So the first one, the Blacksmith, is a fully playable six-man team. Well, man and woman team. You have a ball, goalpost, and a piece of terrain. And the other one, the terrain pack, actually, it's a team for the kickoff box. So if you already have the kickoff box, you can buy that to add some real terrain to your games. And this one is with 8 pieces of terrain. So you have a rough ground, fast ground, a forest, 2 obstruction, and an impassable ground as well. All team, either Brewers or the Masons.
It's really a nice pack. I think for people who just got in with kickoff, it's a perfect addition to them before adding miniatures. If they want terrain instead of just other minis, I think it's a perfect release for those people.
Yeah, it's $40. I think it's US. Yeah, $40. And you have 8 pieces of terrain. And most of the time, we play with 5 or 6 per table. So you have a spare to change the layout from game to game.
Yeah, you're not stuck with a single layout, which is good.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the price for those. The other, the guild box is $50, which I think is the standard now. The farmers were probably the same price.
Yeah.
The first box. So the difference with those and the farmers is the blacksmiths comes with cards for all languages.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
But...
all. 7 all. Different languages.
You have English, Japanese, French, Italian, German, Spanish, English, of course, and I'm missing one. Maybe...
I don't know.
Portuguese? Who knows?
Maybe. Yeah, I can see. But yeah, it's a really good entry point into the game. A lot better than the old Metal Starters with only 3 players, which were a bit cheaper than that, but you only had 3 players and were missing stuff. So it's a fantastic entry point for the game.
Next up, it's a release from Privateer Press. So this week's release from... Well, War Machine and Ords in the dock, but it's mostly Ords, right?
It's a couple of some for both. So the release on the Ords side or for the Trollbloods, it's stuff from their new Nordkeen sub-team. So the first one is the Team Force box. That's a new format that they've been getting out. It's kind of an army box, but it's a supplement instead of being a core product. You have units and some extra stuff, but there's no caster or battle group. So it's made to buy, to be coupled with one of the battle group boxes. So the one with Ragnar right now and his beasts. Or you either get other stuff you have in your connection or just buy another caster you want with his beasts. And that will add everything you need to fit into the Nordkeen team with all the units you would be missing after you have your battle group. And on top of that, there are individual releases. So the first one are the Beer Handler and Battle Bears for the Trollbloods. And 2 other releases for the Trollblood. The first one is the Nordkeen Elder, which is a command attachment for the stone, which is the second command attachment. So you can choose which one you like. And the last one is the new Nordkeen Warlock, which is Cold Grima Stone Throat, the Winter Witch. That is an amazing model, I find. If you like the troll aesthetics, for sure. the other two releases are for Signar. So the first one, that might be why you are mistaken. There is a troll blood in it, but it's not. There's a Trollkin in it, but it's not a troll blood.
Oh, that's why.
So it's a Trencher Express team. It's a spotter and a Trollkin sniper, if you can say, because the gun he has, it looks more like a cannon than a sniper rifle.
A double barrel shotgun sniper.
Yeah, kind of. And the last model is the Trencher Commando Officer, which is an attachment for, I think, both units of Trencher or just the Commandos, maybe. I'm not that up to snuff with the Signar stuff. And that's it for Privateer Press. next releases and the last of our regular new releases, we have from Gorilla with a Brush, a couple of busts. The first one is the Celtic Warrior, and the second one is the Celtic or Celtic?
Well, say Celtic for the first one and Celtic for the second one, so you'll be safe and we're not offending anybody.
Yeah, so Celtic Clan Chief for the second one.
There you go. Well, these are two busts. The warrior kind of look a bit inspired by William.
Well, both are inspired by Braveheart. Braveheart.
Yeah. Well, he has a Mel Gibson Braveheart look.
Yeah, and the other one is a more round Fred with the friend with the beard. I just don't remember his name.
Yeah,
Amish maybe.
I don't remember. It's been a long time I've seen it.
Me too.
And I will refrain myself from yelling freedom in the mic as well.
That's it, Amish.
Not to put anybody deaf.
Yeah, the two are really inspired, let's say. They're not official. Those two busts are limited edition. There's only 90 individual items of each. So they are 1/12 scale, so a good size. They come either at $43.95 US, or you can get a bundle, a discount price if you get them, if you get five pairs. So let's say you're doing a group order or ordering for a class or something like that, you can get a small discount and get free shipping that way.
And you said it's we have the height. They're 2.25 inches tall or 5.5 centimeters, if you prefer.
Yeah. That's it for our regular releases. So now onto the crowdfunding stuff. First one by Immortal Realms. We have the Shattered Shard 3D printable fantasy war game scenery.
Title kind of give it away.
Yes and no. The title doesn't let you know that it's floating islands.
Yeah. But it lets you know it's 3D scenery for your war games stuff. But yeah, exactly. It's floating castles.
Yeah, floating islands, floating bridge, floating castle, all kind of stuff. What it is it's two parts that you print, and there are holes to add acrylic rods, transparent acrylic rods to make it appear like the second part is floating on the air. And after that, you can add either the bridge or the castle to make the floating bridge or floating castle to it.
Well, the bridge is kind of neat, though, with all the skull, and it's like a frame with all the bones for the side of it. It's really nice.
Yeah, it looked like a rib cage.
Yeah, exactly. And going into the mouth of the other side of the castle. It's really nice looking. Pretty good.
So let's look at the pledge. The first one for £15 lets you choose one Thorian piece in that line, and you get the STL file. After that, as the pledges go up, you get just more different files. And the best one, or the generic one probably, is the Immortal Realms of Undead at £55, and gets you all the all the files in one bundle.
And all the stretch goal, if they get some.
So on the money side, they were looking for £500. They are almost at £3,700, so well-funded. They still have a week to go. It's a shortish Kickstarter. So, and when they will fund, because there's no reason right now that they won't, it will be on Tuesday, November 21st.
Next on the list is from Hysterical Games. It's called Spitfire Aerial Combat in the Sky of Panzerfaust.
So Panzerfaust is an existing 28-minute game. It's an historical game, kind of World War One fantasy mashup. So you have like the the English are one race, the French are another race. I don't remember which is which, but there are orcs, gnomes, dwarf. The list continues. They have at least four or five. I'm drawing a blank on it. For this Kickstarter, they are doing a smaller scale version to do aerial combat because, like, there's orcs riding wyverns and dwarf riding war eagles, and those at that scale, if they were keeping with the 28 meter scale, those models would be enormous. So they are making a 10 meter scale, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
10 meter scale version of it. And that way, if they want to do an epic scale version of the regular Panzerfaust, they'll already have the flyers to go with it. So I mentioned fantasy and World War One because the main image you see is a wyvern ridden by an orc with two Gatling cannons. So it's a strange mashup, but for people who like it, it's quite interesting.
Well, there is a gnome, pigeon, bomber.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff. With the main pledge, get three of those orc Spitfire we mentioned, four dwarf war eagle, a dwarf condor bomber, a orc hurricane fighter, the gnome hawk fighter, and the dwarf vulture dive bomber. All of that with the rule book. And there's other stuff because there are campaign supplements and other stuff that is getting unlocked as you go. The gnome pigeon de guerre bomber that you already mentioned being one of those.
And if I'm reading correctly, there are resin miniatures.
Yep. I think I remember seeing that too.
They were looking for £1,000 to be
fully as a goal,
and right up now they are at £8,700, so they should be fully funded, and it's another short Kickstarter, so only six days to go, and it should be funded on Monday, November 20th.
After that, we have by Fruelcraft, Color Quest Season 2. So, we've already talked about Color Quest in the past. They're kind of cartoony color people. They're all kind of all fantasy themed races. Not races, but more classes. Like, there's a ranger, a fighter, a druid, and all that. But there are all kind of round people that, in theory, should be painted a single color. And there's a different fighting force with each color. And there's the bad guys, which are the kind of the black or the swamp that's corrupting the colors and stuff like that. It's the background is quite interesting. They add some really nice miniatures at first. After that, they went for a board game themed, but without the miniatures, and the miniatures were extras. But now they're back to reworking on the miniatures. So all miniatures from the first iteration are available in the Kickstarter, and they are adding a bunch of new classes. So what they call the Black Swamp, being all the group that are on the bad side of what they call the chaos with a K instead of a CH. All kind of neat miniatures if you want to paint. If you like painting really vibrant colors, or dark if you go for the bad guys. And even some rules to play with them if you want. So the main pledge is probably the Color Quest game set at €110. That gets you the box and all the resin miniatures to go with it. So you'll get the rules, everything, the boards and everything. Under that, you can also just get small specific sets of miniatures without the rules pack that goes with it. They are looking for 10,000 euros. Right now, they are 3,500 euros. So still have a lot of... there's still a way to go to get their funding. But they still have time because there's 16 days left to go. So if they fund, it will be on Thursday, November 30th.
Next on the list, we have Orco Nero, the Last Heroes Fantasy Miniature Set. So these are just a set of separate miniature you can use for alternate for games or any...
RPGs,
yeah.
Or just for painting.
Or painting, of course.
For sure. Yeah, as you mentioned, they're separate. It's all kind of stuff. There's a small gnome cook with a pig. There's some demon warriors. There's a gladiator. So they are going for the whole gamut. All kind of miniatures. And as they have other plans, so others will be unlocked as the stretch goals go. Once they start hitting them.
And there's even a halfling cook with a boar.
Yeah.
What's not to like?
Yep.
They are looking for 5,000 euro. Right now they are at 730 euro, something like that. But it's a kind of longer Kickstarter from... before what we saw this week, yeah. And they have 34 days to go, and if they get funded, it will be on Monday, December 18th.
Next, by Einar Miniatures, we have Trolls and Goblins. It's a small group of goblins and a troll.
Well, so, the title is not misleading. That's a good thing.
Yeah, you could have removed the S on trolls. Because there's only one troll, to be honest.
Well, is there another one in the, like a stretch goal or something like that? Or?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
The stretch goal will, so there's one troll and five different goblins. So depending on how many you want, the basic pledge gets you the, for 20 euros, gets you the five goblins. If you want more, you just add more to your funding and it will just double the number of you have of each. But once stretch goals are attained, you will add different versions of the goblins and will just make sure you have not too many of the same. And you'll get all different kinds of goblins. And the troll can be added either alone or as an extra and add-on to your other goblin pledges. It's their second Kickstarter. They had another small Kickstarter that ran successfully last year with nice fantasy miniatures. So... it's another good one.
And it's worth noting that when you pledge, you either have a choice of resin or metal for the miniature. So depending,
yes, it's true.
Depending of your taste, you can choose.
Yeah, you can choose for the goblins. The troll is only available in resin. That's because of the size, probably.
Yeah.
It would cost too much to either to both cast and ship.
Ship a big clump of metal.
Yeah.
Well, and he's nicely detailed. We see a scar, and there's ropes tied up on his arms and everything. So maybe you would lose some of that finer details in the metal for the size.
It's really possible. The goblins are cool. Also, they have a nice personality. They have cool dynamic poses.
Yeah.
So he was looking for 750 euros. He's more than double that at almost 2,000 euros. So it's funded right now, and it should... well, it's not funded. It's reached its goal, and it should be funded by Sunday, December 10th.
And the last item on the list is All Out War Battleground Volume 1. This one is a local Kickstarter, and it's a new strategy game that when you pledge, you get to a different pledge. You can buy just the rule book, or you can buy the miniatures to 3D print at your home as well.
Yeah, everything you get in that Kickstarter is digital. So if you at the smallest price, the enterprise is $50 Canadian, so like $5 US. You get the rulebook in the ebook format, but you also get the STL files for the tiles that you can use, farm, forest, mines. Also get the files for the resource cards and stuff like that. But you don't get the STL for the miniatures. So like Steve mentioned, there's another pledge for that at 110 or more than that. Oh yeah, because they are early birds. So different price depending on when you get to the Kickstarter. And the regular price will be 125. That gets you what we mentioned in the rules, but also all the STL files for the humans and the orcs. So you'll get the files for the miniatures and also for their buildings, because the game is kind of a mix between a regular fantasy, big scale game and
an RTS,
because you do, depending on which type of game you're playing, because there's multiple way to play the game. You can play it like an RTS and have to build your resource as you go and build your buildings, which open options to create troops and stuff like that. So you can go for regular battle, but you can also go for tabletop RTS, which is a cool concept.
And they are looking for $10,000 Canadian. And right now they are almost half of their goal at almost $4,700 Canadian dollars. And there's 34 days to go. And if they get funded, it will be on December 17, 2017.
And that's it for our news item of the week. Thanks a lot, Steve, for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me, and all the best to Paul so he can recuperate and be up and running in the next few days to do the news next time.
Yeah, hopefully he survive.
Yeah, because he has a man flu. Take care, Antoine.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Zero Budget Geek, a YouTube channel covering board games, video games, and other geek stuff. You'll find Let's Play and How to Play videos of different board games and video games, as well as reviews. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.